Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
About half of young teens' daily physical activity occurs at school, but it accounts for just a fraction of their time there, according to a new study. And we know that schools are a major source of physical activity for kids, but not as much as you might think anymore. Because what's happening is that some of us are seeing that our kids are cutting gym and recess in favor of math and academics. We know our kids need to catch up to other countries in school. We know they need to concentrate, but if they don't run around, they don't get their beans out, they are absolutely not getting blood flow to their brain. They're sitting there being sedentary, trying to learn when all they really want to do is get up and run around. And besides helping to prevent obesity and chronic diseases, physical activity has that benefit for bone health, brain development, academic achievement. That's something that some of the schools are going to have to realize. And if you're not involved with your school system and you see that they are cutting things like gym and recess and even music and art, it's such a shame when you see the school systems having to cut some of the creative things and the physical things because they need to adhere to a certain state requirement for grade levels or MAP testing or SAT scores, any of those things. It's interesting, and you should get involved because that's how we're going to make a difference in our communities, is by getting involved. Kids have that natural instinct. They want to move around. And so what they're saying is that their physical activity occurs at school, but it accounts for just a fraction of their time there. So we really need more of that physical activity at school and certainly more physical activity at home. Take a walk this holiday season with your kids. Go play in the park, even if it's nasty out, if it's cold and rainy. Bundle up, get warm, get cozy, and go outside and play in the rain, play in the snow, go play in the muddy, because not a lot of us got snow. I know my kids are pretty bummed about the snow situation, but get outside and play with your kids, because it's really, really important that you do. Speaking of the holidays, the holiday tree is so festive and nice, and we even have one, because I'm Jewish, but my husband's not. And so we have a tree, which I absolutely love. We're going to decorate it today, and the lights are already on it. The Christmas music is playing, and as I said, there's no snow on the ground, so it's not feeling that festive, but it is that season, and trees are great. However, the University of Michigan Health System offers suggestions about holiday trees. You want to find a spot for your tree that's away from sources of heat, such as fireplaces, space heaters, and radiators. Make sure the tree is out of the way and doesn't block doors or people. Opt for the fire-resistant artificial tree or a live tree that's freshly cut. If you know it's been sitting in the parking lot a long time, that's going to be one that's going to die really much more quickly. The needles are going to fall off, and it's going to be more of a fire hazard. Check the live tree for freshness by making sure it's very green and that the needles don't pull off or break too easily. When you're going around testing those trees, unless you already have one, check that the needles aren't falling off and be sure and vacuum those needles up. Makes your house smell good. The end of the trunk should be coated with that sticky resin. So if it's not, you can cut another little piece off of it. Remember to use that sort of Sprite and bleach mixture that they tell you to put in, because that helps keep the tree moist and brightly colored. And before putting the tree in the stand, yeah, it says chop off a couple of more inches from the trunk to help prevent drying out. Make sure that it has plenty of water. Keep watering your tree. Make sure that you're not using real candles. Nobody does that anymore. Turn off your lights at night. You don't need to leave them on every night. Make sure it's watered right through the holiday season, and then take it down after it gets all dry. You don't need to leave it up until January or February. Take the tree down, but have fun with it while it's here. Be safe, because that's the best thing, and that's what makes the holiday season so wonderful. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.